Hi everyone, my name is Clay Tatum. Welcome to the podcast. The podcast is called American Arts and Culture Review. It's a podcast about three critics reviewing American culture.
And arts,
which, if you ever interrupt me again, I will really knock you to the moon to where you can't breathe.
You're gonna have
there.
To do moon and arts and culture review.
Exactly. And it sounds like this. Get me out of here!
Do we have any listeners who aren't American?
Yeah, of course we do.
We have a couple.
We have a handful.
Because I was thinking we could change the name of our podcast.
We already went over this.
Not on the podcast.
It's not on the main pod.
I know, but what if people double dip?
No, we didn't even talk about this on the Patreon.
Okay, go for it.
That was just us.
I was saying we could change our podcast name to Arts and Culture Review, and we'd get way more listeners.
Right. Did we really not talk about this on another podcast?
I don't know.
I don't remember either. Well, hey, he's gang. Right. We should.
Hi, gang.
Welcome. I saw Jaws. Jaws bites. He swims.
Me have you not boat. Seen a new movie? Have you not seen Asteroid City?
Let me tell you all the movies I saw.
Have you not seen Asteroid City?
No. You walked out of it.
No. Whitney walked out of it for 15 minutes to get some peace and quiet in the bathroom.
I'm literally texting someone right now about Asteroid City.
Uh-huh.
And Spider-Man.
About seeing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
can I go?
Of course you can. Tomorrow I'm going to see Mission Impossible. It comes out tomorrow.
I do want to see that.
I want to see that.
Probably comes out today.
Can't see it. Well, I would see it today. If y'all
Let's
want.
Bail on our plans.
All right. I would see it today. Okay, so I saw Jaws.
Okay.
He bites you.
Okay, we have to
That's
tell me
scary.
The, you have to tell me the other movies you've seen before we get into Jaws.
I saw You Hurt My Feelings, the Nicole Holofcener movie. Uh-huh. I loved it. I loved every second. I loved it more than you did.
Clay saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. You know what? You know what she did?
Hmm.
You know what she did? You know what you did next? Kicked him in the penis. Gang, you have no clue what that's from.
Want to see what I did? It's kind of it's the same family as... Want to see what I did? The squirter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what he did? That kicked him in the penis.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
Okay.
Catch this me is post Margarita Boys episode, everybody, so I don't really know what I'm talking
so
about.
So I saw.
Subscribe to the Patreon to hear what that means.
I saw. Can I, Rod, if you interrupt me one more time?
No, you go, Clay.
I will treat you like a baseball at Wrigley Field.
And you'll go back to the moon where you're from, and then Asteroid City might make a little bit more sense to you.
Exactly. I saw... What the fuck? Dude, this movie fucking title sucks so hard.
My asshole...
No, dude. That's not a good movie title. We talked about
my toilet.
We talked about how... Nicole Holofcener...
My big toilet.
Great filmmaker.
You hurt my feelings.
She has the worst titles because I cannot remember
Yeah, that's
them.
Same. I always want to say I can't ever remember the name of You Hurt My Feelings, and I also can't ever remember the name of Enough Said. I always want to say it's like Close Enough or Good Enough or something.
But the movie's great, and so I saw it at the Arrow. It was like the LA premiere. Not the premiere, but like the first time they're screening it, whatever.
Yeah.
And she was doing a Q&A afterwards. And they asked her who is her biggest influence. And at this point, everyone's on her side. They love her. She says everything, and they laugh.
Okay.
And her first thing she says is, well, Woody, of course.
Uh-oh.
Packed theater, three people give a soft clap. She doesn't acknowledge it. She just powers through. So...
Well, that's what it
and
did.
Her dad produced the Woody movies.
Listen.
Her stepdad.
She loves the movies. I stand the queen, and she's not backing down.
And if you think about it, she's basically making what we would hope Woody would be making.
Right. Exactly.
If Woody...
A modern day...
Yeah. She's making... I mean, dude, Close Enough is incredible.
Yeah, of course.
And You Hurt My Feelings.
Hey, listen, on this podcast, we all agree... Woody's a sexual fucking creep, and he's a prevert.
But he's really handsome.
But he's really handsome, and that's why we like his movies.
Yeah. It's hard not to look at.
Yeah. The movies are like whatever, but he's such a good looker that you have to respect, though.
Yeah, you see him in these movies, and he's scoring all these hot babes, and you're like, I get it.
I got a question for y'all.
Okay.
I don't know if we've ever talked about this. Okay. When are you going to read Heat 2?
Dude.
Did you listen to the audiobook?
Yes.
Is it good?
I sent it. I got it for my dad for his birthday, and he just was texting me about it.
You know why I watched Heat? Because my guys are in it. My guys are not in the book.
No, they're in the book.
They're not in the book.
You mean them talking?
Right, but you could imagine them in
the
book.
But the guy kind of does an Al Pacino impression.
Right, if you make me use my imagination, I will hit you out of the park like a damn baseball at Wrigley Field.
The guy...
I mean, there's nothing better than what Al Pacino says, big ass.
That was great.
You can tell he wants to say fat ass, but then he changes his mind. He says big ass.
Big ass.
He wants to be polite.
And your head's all the way up it?
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
He does an Al Pacino. I'm telling everybody listening to this podcast, Heat 2, go watch the movie.
Can I say one thing? Just one thing. Just
sure. Go.
When I'm watching Heat, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't know what the fuck is going on. So I don't know if the book is going to be...
When's the last time you watched it?
Recently, to where it's embarrassing that I don't... I can never remember what's going
on. All right.
We watched it in theaters with Spanky.
So we watched it with Spanky and Tom K, another pro skater. Okay. And Tom K is like a spots whiz. Like he's the king of LA spots. Yeah. So the whole time we were watching it, he was clocking new skate spots.
Right.
Throughout the whole movie.
Great LA
film. And then afterwards he made a post of all of the skate spots in Heat.
In Heat?
Yeah.
Because he loved Heat also. He was like...
He was the biggest Heat guy.
Oh, he was freaking out watching Heat in the theater.
And he showed up 20 minutes late into the movie. But he had seen it enough times.
Skaters love Heat. My hockey hoodie, is that from Heat?
I think it is.
Yeah.
And there's a Heat Boys of Summer hat.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, Heat is fucking incredible. I'm telling you, Clay, that is... You're eating your morning waffle and drinking your coffee.
Right.
I can just imagine. You go
home. What about my YouTube about fucking smoking meats? A thing that I never do. I still watch YouTube videos about it.
But you do like to watch a guy talk about it.
Yeah.
Pissing me off.
Chud's Barbecue. I love watching it.
Okay. The conversation is derailed, but I do have something I want to add to that.
You don't care about seeing a pink smoke ring on
meat? Let me finish this Heat thing off here. Pamela Anderson agreed to watch Heat in my movie theater.
Okay.
She also
is got that me. Where y'all all saw the movie?
No, we saw it at Alamo.
Oh, okay.
On the book release week.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is a long time ago.
This is like months back.
This is basically 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, okay. You're right.
So we could watch it in my movie theater. Right. I have a movie theater in my mansion.
Right.
I bought myself with my hard-earned money, not like Rod. His parents gave him the money.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it in there.
You're right.
And you go
start. Which he steals from his parents, by the way.
Yeah.
Because they say, we only give this money if you're a good boy. And he says, I'm a good boy.
He's always a bad boy. I'm a bad boy, and I do what I want.
Yeah.
But I take the money.
Exactly.
And
you buy a movie theater with it.
Yep.
He owns Regal, all the Regal cinemas.
And there's always one out of order, in quotes. Theater, which is where he watches his porno.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we can watch the Heat in there, and you can pay attention to all the storylines.
Okay.
You go get that book, Heat 2.
Val Kilmer, I don't know who you're affiliated with. I don't know what you're doing. I love seeing you on screen. I just don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing here.
What are you talking about?
I just don't remember.
He's with Neil.
Who's
with De Niro.
Neil?
Who the hell is Neil?
He's I know that they, I know that they share a girl. Maybe is that true? Is that part of the movie?
Mm-mm.
See, I don't know. I don't remember.
Dude, you need to rewatch this shit. You're not paying it close enough attention.
But it looks good.
You should see it in the theater.
We'll watch it in my movie theater.
Listen, I understand when he goes to the bank with gun, he wants money from bank. I understand that much.
In the theater, it's so fucking cool, and it's so loud.
Yeah.
It's like shaking the seats because it's
your,
so
like,
loud.
Chicken tenders just like bouncing in the
My chicken tenders weren't, but my chips and queso were.
Right.
And my pina colada.
My potato skins were like rumbling.
Could barely get a hold of them.
So I have a popcorn maker now in my movie theater.
That's all right.
Ooh. You saw it?
You sent me a photo of it, dude.
Why didn't you invite us over to your movie theater yet?
Well, let's go watch Heat. Yeah. Watch it tonight.
Dude, we should cancel our plans.
I'd kill my dog to cancel my plans. I don't have a dog, but I would if I did have a dog.
Well, you cancel plans in the past.
Well, the dog would be very old, and he'd have a disease that where he was going to die painfully.
You'd have to put him down anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you have to put a dog down.
Look, just for everybody listening to this, I was going to...
When's the last time you had a dog? Think about it. Literally think about it. When's the last time you had a dog?
When I was... Can I tell you a funny story about my dog?
Wait, you?
I grew up with a dog.
I can't imagine. Whit I can't having imagine a dog. Whit
having a dog. Imagine Whit walking a dog is something that I can't even like imagine.
I had two dogs growing up, and I had a cat.
You had a cat?
I can't imagine you having a cat.
I can't imagine Whit having a cat.
I can imagine you knew having, me when I had a
but
cat.
But also, Whit would have an outdoor cat.
Dude, yeah. I can barely remember the storyline of fucking Heat. I don't remember you having a cat.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I had two dogs growing up, Roscoe and Barkley. And I had a cat named named Opie. And I had another cat named Spike
who ran away.
Broke my heart.
Anthony. What happened to Anthony?
Anthony ran away. Anthony got fired from my house. Right. Or was it Opie? I can't remember. But then we had, you know... Life was destroyed. We all know why. Mm-hmm. And then
we've seen the Santa special.
Yeah, we had to give our dogs away so that we could go on the road. Right. Me and my mom and my brother. And I always just assumed that our dogs got put down.
Right.
Because my mom would be like, we gave them away to a big farm where they can run and be free.
Yeah.
Which is code.
Yeah. And then when I was in my mid-20s, long after my mom had died...
Can I say one thing real quick?
What?
I had a dog named Bud.
Yeah.
Where they, my dad goes, Bud just like he escaped and ran away and we can't find him. And I was like, oh my God. At that point, Bud can barely walk.
Yeah, we were like 15.
barely walk.
How's he going to run away?
He was so old.
15-year-old
dog.
Huge balls can barely walk. And I remember searching for him for days. Now I'm a grown-ass adult, and I just like knew that my dad put him down, and he felt so guilty about it. But now you have me out here in the woods looking for my damn dog for days. Just tell him like, hey, he was probably the same age as your friends, and we had to put him down.
Yeah,
because dogs don't live that long.
We had to send your dog to the moon.
Yeah. If he said like, listen, Clay. I have to be honest with you. I kicked your dog to the moon.
Yeah. You would have preferred that.
I would have preferred that because it saved me time so I can go back to playing fucking that skater.
You'd be like,
street skater game on my PS1.
It's sad and I miss my dog, but I'm glad he's happy on the moon.
Yeah. Probably bouncing around.
Mm-hmm.
So what were you saying about your dogs on the farm?
Right. So my mom says your dogs are on the farm now. We're going to...
Can I say one thing?
What?
These Margarita boys... They're bad.
Yeah.
Because it feels like we've been talking for 4 hours now. We're 12 minutes.
Should we do... We did Casino Boys shirts. Should we do...
Margaritas Boys?
And it's like the inverse evil version of the... And it's just like instead of the dice, it's like...
It's the glass.
A couple of glasses.
Yeah. We should make like stuff that looks like fucking Jimmy Buffett merch. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so yeah, my mom... Well, now with your... It's just such a boring story. Mom says, yeah, we had to give the dogs away to a farm. And even then, I was like,
yeah,
you had to put them down for sure.
Right.
And then when I was in my mid-20s, my brother calls me and he's like, hey, man, Barkley died. And I was like, what? Who's Barkley? Oh, my God. Assuming it was my brother's friend.
He thought it was Charles.
Yeah. And he goes, it's our dog. He died on the farm that we gave him to when we were kids. I was like, oh, so he was actually on a farm. Oh, happens he was like 18 years old.
Isn't that what people used to say?
I assume that was a lie.
People used to say, like, when their dog died, they go, he's on a farm.
We sent him to a farm upstate.
Yeah.
Is what you say.
Yeah.
So my mom actually did send the dogs to a farm. But no, then I had a cat forever, and then...
What's the cat's name?
Little Buddy.
Remember I had a cat? Kitty Wise.
The cat that followed us for a day?
Yeah, I've had him for about fucking 5 hours.
You named him after... Buddy, the guy that we know?
No.
He's a smaller version of him?
Clay had a dog named Bud, and I had a cat named Little Buddy.
Yeah. That's what you name. You know, also, I have new neighbors. They have a dog named Bud.
There you go.
Yeah. Doesn't even look like a Bud. It's like a small dog.
My cat looked like a Little Buddy. And my cat, when my dad broke up with his other my girl, I guess his girlfriend.
Yeah.
We moved out, and then my cat.
Isn't it weird that dads have girlfriends?
My dad literally never had a girlfriend.
What are you saying?
Really?
Not that I know of.
Married to your mom, first girlfriend?
I don't know.
All right, so you lied.
As far as I know in my life, never had a girlfriend.
I know my dad probably had a girlfriend. I couldn't tell you who it is. And I've talked to my dad a lot about stuff like this.
But your parents have been together. My dad worked
at a rock quarry one time, and he said he fell asleep on the rocks. I'm like, who are you, Fred Flintstone?
I could see your dad doing it. It's funny that your dad also worked at a Waffle House for like Homer.
Yeah, he worked at a Waffle House, got fired.
Yeah,
worked at a rock quarry, fell asleep on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they have rock quarries?
Everywhere in Alabama. In
they have like weird little
in Birmingham specifically.
They got good rocks
between out there? Tarrant and Pinson.
Dude, there's a whole section
of in between Tarrant and something else. I don't know.
There's a whole section of where we grew up, which is an island on the beach, of just piles of rocks.
Right.
And people are just taking those somewhere?
Guess so. I don't know.
I mean, like when I was watching fucking Flintstones as a kid, when they go to the rock quarry, I go, oh, that's a job.
Yeah.
Because we see them all the time.
Same.
My girlfriend, her favorite thing is actually rocks on the beach.
Yeah, she posted
that. That's an awful thing. That's a terrible thing. Why would she like that?
She loves that stuff.
There's a thing in... there's an episode of Stone Crackers where we go to a rock quarry. I don't know if we go to a rock quarry.
We don't specifically mention, but the story it's based off of is that.
The real story is me and Jeremy, and I think... Were you there when... Me and Jeremy went to a rock quarry... And this is a thing that we've done before. We found a tractor, and we're like, yeah, let's turn it on, because they always leave the key in there. And we turned it on, and when you turn it on, it starts to idle. And it was idling towards the canal.
Scary.
And I was like, Jeremy, we've been here before, and we've acknowledged that we don't know how to turn these things off. We're going to have to go. Yeah. We left. We took the key with us. We jumped out. It was like 1 mile per hour, but I was heading towards a body of water. And we walked out, we got in our car, we drove home, just imagining what happened.
Yeah. Tractor in the canal is what happened.
Did that happen?
Isn't it crazy? I've probably done $500,000 of damage.
Well, there's a whole other time where Clay started a forest fire.
I started a forest fire, and I also skated on some marble fountain.
That's a lie, though.
I know that's a lie, but the guy...
A marble fountain?
There was this skate spot, beautiful skate spot, under construction in our hometown. It was like a marble fountain. And Clay was the first person to, like, skate it.
And the way that you would skate it is, like, it was like, in the middle of winter, and you would skate across it, and the water would spurt out, like, randomly.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, you're not trying to get wet because it's like 0 degrees outside, and you don't want to get wet because you're going to be cold. And we would do that all night because it was so funny when one of your friends gets hit with water. And then one of the guys the next day went to the only skate store in the place and was like, hey, I'm looking for a skater who did this because he did fucking thousands of dollars of damage to this fountain. And he needs to go to jail or something. Then I went to the skate store, because that's where I hang out. And the owner was like, hey, are you the guy that skated the fountain? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he told me the story. And I was so many times as a boy, I was scared that I thought I was going to jail for life.
Clay, there was a lot of moments. I will say that the cops, Clay never really got in trouble with the cops. Neither did I. I mean, the one time I did, it was with Clay. Where we got taken to jail. Yeah. But other than that, there was many times where cops would come and tell Clay, we've caught you doing something, and it's time for you to stop doing that.
And I go, yes, sir.
But
you salute him.
I appreciate your service.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your
hard work.
There
was many times where cops would roll up to a skate spot, and Clay go, I'm out of here. And he'd run as fast as he could away. And me and whoever else were there would just stay and like talk to the cops for a second.
And they'd tell you to
Clay
stop.
Clay would be like in a bush, like, in a tree.
Remember the Walmart bit that we used to do?
Yeah.
Where we would go up to the person at the thing. And we're like, oh, we got away. Let's run. When we go up to the whatever. Who cares? Anywho, gang. What movie were we talking about?
Jaws. Bites.
I saw Jaws. We talking about Heat.
Oh, we were talking about Heat.
But that's a different
thing. I just want y'all to watch Heat in my movie theater in my house.
I'm ready.
I'll do it.
And then would you actually listen to Heat too? How cool is that? a book, he too. I mean, dude, imagine if a publisher came up to us and was like, would you guys want to write Civil Dead 2 as a book?
I would love that so much.
Yeah. That's what
I'm
Michael
actually
Mann
really
did.
Good at writing, though. I was like really bad at writing, but now I
You're
write.
Good?
Because
really
you have GPT chat?
Yeah, because I write chat. Something and it's like fucking garbage what I'm writing. And then I take it to ChatGPT and I go, hey, make this read better. And it does.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So you do that with the book.
So you just have to do that 10,000 times or whatever.
How many paragraphs are in a book? How many paragraphs are in a book?
Probably 10,000.
Okay. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah. Well,
so much YouTube to watch.
Michael Mann did it.
Yeah.
And it's great. So would you actually listen to Heat 2?
I don't know, man. I don't even watch TV.
I mean, Heat 2 is a movie in a way, as a book.
Oh. Maybe.
And now
is it a good book?
It helps.
Yeah, it's good.
It helps to listen to an audiobook if you're driving a lot.
If you know all the characters in your mind and you're picturing Robert De Niro and Val Kilmer and all of them.
Right.
Let me tell you where it takes place. It takes place Al Pacino 5 years before Heat. He's in Chicago.
Okay. So this is Heat 0.
So you're like pickles and a hot dog type thing?
Yeah.
You're okay. Calling it Heat 2, but this is Heat 0.
Well, no.
This is before Heat.
No. Al Pacino is in Chicago.
So this is not Heat 0.5.
Right. He's dealing with a crazy crime where a guy broke into a house and he...
Remember how Jackass would do in-between movies?
Yeah.
They should do that with every movie.
They really should.
Go on.
Dude, a Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 0.5?
Well, they did that. It's the book.
Yep. There you go.
Just like a five-hour cut.
Now,
of...
will you read that book?
I might listen to it.
Yeah, I don't know. Didn't CJ listen to it?
No, he bought it, though.
He buys everything.
Can I tell you what CJ said about Indiana Jones?
Go for it.
CJ said, I was like, did you see the new Indiana Jones? He said, yeah, I saw it. I loved it. Uh-huh. Goes, whoa, what happens? And he goes, well, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. We left halfway through, but I loved it.
You know how you when you're watching a movie that you love and you leave halfway through?
Yeah.
I honestly, if there's one movie where you could do that to and just be able to say that, it's basically Indiana Jones. Remember that one movie where they got in the refrigerator and it blew up? And
that's the other one.
That's Crystal a Crystal Skull. Skull.
That was the first Indiana Jones movie I ever saw.
What the fuck?
What?
Then yeah, and then I always liked Indiana Jones. Like I would dress like him as a kid, mm-hmm. and there was one I would see scenes, but it was always like my big brother rented it, and I didn't necessarily know what was going on kind of movie. And then I watched all of them one weekend, and it was like. Even the one, I think it's Temple of Doom, the one that people say is bad.
There's not a bad one.
It's still incredible.
Yeah. Is that Dr. Jones?
Is Dr. Jones, is that Temple of Doom?
No, that's the third one. Temple of Doom is the one where...
He punches the heart out of
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he grabs the heart.
That's an incredible movie.
My brother
what
used
are we
to,
talking about?
My other brother used to pin me down and try and he...
Yeah, my brother would do that same thing.
And, like, just press his hand against my chest. It hurt.
Maybe it's Last
My brother
Crusade
would teach me life lessons
Last
about
Crusade
the
is
world.
The one.
He'd sit you down, yeah. Have a cup of coffee with you.
I got a biss real quick.
You got a biss?
Listen, we drank these margaritas, and I'm honestly drunk.
Rod, you need to save that for the Patreon.
I can't help it.
I can't be openly drunk on this podcast.
I didn't mean to get drunk.
All right, we're spending the night here, everybody.
We're going to have to stay here.
Is this our first podcast post 24-hour stream? Hey, it doesn't matter.
I don't remember.
I think it might be Last Crusade is the one that people don't like.
No, I think actually people don't like Temple of Doom because that's the one with Short Round.
It's funny that the obvious like idea for the Indiana Jones sequel is just to do a Short Round movie.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
And they just never thought about that. And now Short Round is an Academy Award winning actor. Yeah. And Indiana Jones, I guess, bombed, so they're probably never going to do another one.
Maybe they'll make a Short Round movie. Do you think they just have to stop making $200 million movies?
I think we just need a break from any movie over $70 million.
Yeah.
Unless Tom Cruise is in charge.
If Tom Cruise is in the movie, you can make a $200 million movie.
Yeah, you know Mission Impossible comes out at midnight tonight, or late tonight. And you know it's going to be the biggest movie ever, and it's going to set all these records.
They don't do that anymore.
Are you excited for Mission Impossible?
Sure. Dude, honestly, no, but sure.
I'm pretty
Why
excited.
No?
I hate these movies.
The last Mission Impossible movie?
I hate these movies.
Why do you hate them?
I hate these movies.
The last Mission Impossible movie?
I hate these movies.
Dude, Clay, you were the person who got me into Mission Impossible.
Remember you put a dent in my car? Because I was so excited. I was so jazzed up by the action.
Mission Impossible 3. Clay jumped on the hood of my car and put a dent in it.
My guys, people were clapping at the last Mission Impossible, just like for stunts.
Okay.
Because the stunts fucking rock so much.
The stunts are really cool. I want to see the last one because he does a stunt where he falls off of a helicopter and lands on a bag of stuff or something. And I think that's a really cool stunt. But the storylines annoy me so much, I just can't, because they're just gibberish.
You don't care, gibberish. You're acting like you don't care about a Ghost Protocol.
You care about a Rogue something?
Rogue Nation?
Can y'all tell? If I can barely keep up with Heat, these fucking Mission Impossible movies, then the mission is for me to follow the storyline, and it's impossible.
Hey, what's funny is me and Rod have seen a few Mission Impossible movies, just me and Rod.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember Mission Impossible 4?
Yeah, we went to one Mission Impossible specifically to see a Batman trailer.
Yeah.
And then we fucking loved Mission Impossible.
Remember when he has to fight a parking garage?
What?
It's like,
in Mission Impossible 4, he has to fight a whole parking garage because cars are falling on him.
They like programmed the cars to fall onto him somehow.
I have more fun in these like Fast and Furious movies than I do.
No, you're wrong and you're dumb.
I mean, these are, they're kind of similar to Fast and the Furious
movies. Because, like, remember, what was the part in the movie where he goes to like a record shop and he falls into a tunnel or something? I can't keep up with these fucking...
I don't even know that.
That's in the last one.
I can't keep up with these fucking movies, dude.
He plays the record, and the record is, like, the thing that's about to explode.
I don't.
No, I'll tell you this. I don't know what's happening in the story at all.
But the stunts are really, really cool.
He drives a motorcycle off, and he jumps off, and he goes, yahoo!
That doesn't impress me. Can I say that?
Why?
Bob Burnquist did that, and he actually did, like, a grind on the way.
No, he didn't.
How hard? Yes, he did.
My guy Tom Cruise did it six times.
He did a grind on the way down?
He did a slide. Oh, no. You don't remember that?
No, I remember him acid dropping off of a helicopter.
No. That's Danny Way.
Is it?
Into the...
Wait, no. Bob Burnquist goes, airs out onto a helicopter and does a hand plant.
Yeah. He does do that. But in this one, this is the Grand Canyon. He rides and he does like this little like an arched rail. I think he does like a lip slide or a board slide on it, and then he abandons the board and then he like pulls a fucking. You know what? I'll do it.
Which
you
people
would
do enough money and I'll learn how to ride a motorcycle and I'll do it.
$10,000
Which, $10,000 I'll do it.
$5,000
I'll do it.
You would $2,000 for $5,000.
I would do it for $2,000.
Who was the skater that really did the big air stuff? Remember when big air
Danny Way.
He did big air, and that was like big on X Games for a while.
But you don't remember the Bob Burnquist?
Yeah, no, I remember it.
Anywho, gang, that stunt doesn't impress me.
But did he do his own makeup?
Don't impress you much?
Doesn't impress me much.
Did you know that Tom Cruise for this Mission Impossible did his own hair and makeup?
That impresses me more.
Because it was during lockdown and he had his hair and makeup people on Zoom?
Remember when he did a big thing about wearing the mask while making the movie?
Yeah, because he didn't want to get shut down because we have to set an example.
I just say one thing?
What?
Let's say you're really good at motorcycles, which he already is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be real here. All he has to do is ride up a ramp. That's it.
But then he has to parachute.
How?
It's scary.
What? But he already does parachute.
You're weird.
I'm not weird. It's not.
So
listen,
when you're watching that big 15-minute trailer before a movie.
Right.
And he's doing the stunt.
I am more impressed.
You're not impressed.
I'm impressed to of course, it's crazy that he's doing it, right?
He's a big time famous Hollywood guy.
No. Okay, let me just say this. When he's falling off the helicopter into like the little cargo that he's, that's crazy. I love that. That excites me. I go, that's incredible, and it's great footage. him riding off a ramp and then pulling a... Bob Burnquist already did that, and he was doing a trick. And even that didn't really impress me, because it's like, what, you're falling? Let me guess, you pull a cord when you're halfway down?
You're weird.
It's not
weird. Yeah, you're kind of being weird.
It's not weird. Nah, everybody, I'm more impressed when...
What about when he did the stunt where he's like attached to the outside of the plane?
That is incredible. I am...
But you didn't even see the movie.
No, no. But I've seen the behind the scenes of all these videos.
So you don't have any desire to see Mission Impossible.
Can we not be fully agreed? Can we not agree here? When he's hanging out on the side of the plane and he's trying to hold on, even though that he's like
hooked, you know he's hooked and it's okay.
But it's still, he can't let go because he ruins the shot if he lets go. That's an incredible shot. I love that shot. Him running off a ramp and pulling the cord, doing a Bob Burnquist, that doesn't impress me much. Am I crazy here for that not impressing me much?
That don't impress you.
You're
much?
Not even going to see the movie, and you, I had to drag you to Top Gun.
No. If he was doing nothing but stunts, even if the stunts don't impress me much, I will go see that movie because it's basically Jackass. My problem with the movie is there's not enough Jackass in the movie. There's the storyline that I have to like sit through.
Nah.
Where he's playing with a gadget that does like that has the goes beep boop
boop boop. I mean, there is like a part of the movies where Tom Cruise has to believably
have friends,
have a beer with his boys.
I know. Yeah. He has to hang out with the Shaun the Dead guy, and you're like, no, you're never.
Like, are you friends with Simon Pegg?
He's got to get, like, a beer and cheers. And you're like, you've never done that in your
life. No, they should turn Mission Impossible into Jackass. No storyline, just stunts.
Or, like, he has to, like, be in love with somebody, and you're like,
isn't that a better movie?
I don't buy this.
All stunts, no story.
Listen, if Tom Cruise joined Jackass, we would all be excited.
Because like the behind the scenes footage of him doing the jump is cool. It's impressive because you understand the stakes.
Okay.
But then in the movie, they take out the ramp, they add CGI rocks, and like he's just like,
can I say something about the about him being on Jackass?
I'll allow it one time.
He's too brave. Part of the fun of Jackass,
yeah, that is true.
Is everybody is
it's like watching Dudesons. No, remember Johnny, the Dudesons, where you're like, you guys don't
you're
care
all
about
crazy.
Your life.
You don't want to live,
and this is not fun. And also, like the Steve-O DVDs, where you're like, you're too high to understand.
You have to sell
if Johnny
it.
Knoxville was with Tom Cruise and being forced to do the same things, right. That would be fun,
right? Yeah. If Tom Cruise,
I'm shocked
was,
they've never done that.
If Tom Cruise was forcing Bam Margera to do stunts,
yeah,
I would be interested. Because Tom Cruise has no... It's like in the same way Johnny Knoxville doesn't really have the fear of the stunt.
Yeah.
But everybody else
but
does.
But he makes it so good because he involves Bam, and Bam's so scared. Because
he makes the other guys do it.
Yep. See, me and Rod can make a great Mission Impossible movie.
So you're just saying all you got to do is include Johnny Knoxville in the Mission Impossible movies?
Yeah, because I think
he has
I think
to do
Rod
similar
is,
stunts.
The one time Rod's correct is that Tom Cruise is a little too confident in his ability to fucking let go of a motorcycle.
I would say Johnny Knoxville would be great as his like right hand man. Like, you know, Simon Pegg is still in there, but
right.
Well,
Johnny
Simon
Knoxville
Pegg's
is
a computer
also
guy.
Having to be out on the field doing
he's
this stuff.
Do fucking lose a computer, and I might be interested.
What about the masks that just
Simon
look like
Pegg
other people's
is,
faces?
I don't like that.
Simon Pegg's always no wait. Is Ving Rhames the computer guy?
No, Simon Pegg's a computer guy. Ving Rhames is like a point. Person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
But Simon Pegg's always on the computer, but sometimes he has to do something. Anyway, they're great.
What's
movies.
Your favorite
so
Mission Impossible movie? Go ahead, say it. Well, and you can't say one because they all blend in together.
They do all
no,
blend
no,
in
no,
together.
No.
But I will say the last one I saw is my favorite. Is it the one where he fights Henry Cavill?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
that one is so sick.
Henry Cavill's sick, isn't he?
When Henry Cavill cocks his arms when he's punching.
That is so sick.
It's so fucking cool.
Mission Impossible makes very good clips. I will say it. I see that clip on Twitter. Incredible clip where he fucking cocks his hands.
Yeah, he goes...
And then he hangs on to dear life on the side of the plane. Incredible clip. Even the clip that I'm not doesn't impress me much is a great clip to watch on YouTube. But, I mean, my favorite clip is when he falls off the helicopter.
So you won't even see this in the theater, will you?
No, I'll see. If you guys invite me at the right time, I will go see it.
It's
because I've seen him in the theater.
It's funny because all you ever do is talk about how you have you don't do anything.
But I
you're the busiest guy I know.
I feel like I'm the busiest guy ever, and I don't do anything.
so because you're a one thing a day kind of guy, and this is something,
and that one thing takes up my whole day.
No, right. It doesn't, though.
When it comes here, then I have to, like, listen, after this, I have to do a thing afterwards, and then after that, I have to take this SD card, edit two episodes, and then I'm, like, tired after editing that, and then I go to bed. And the next morning, I go, oh, we actually said something funny. Maybe I'll make that a clip. And for some reason, me making a clip for Instagram, it takes me all day.
That and makes go, sense to me.
Then I go, I want something to eat. And I eat my own shit. You won't believe it, and I do.
Well, when we were younger, me and Jeremy would be like, Clay, let's go skate. And it'd be 11 a.m. And you say, I can't, have to work at 6.
Yep.
I agree with that.
Dude, that's the worst thing about having a job at night. This is why I never did stand-up. Not because I really didn't want to. Because
you didn't enjoy it at all?
I didn't enjoy the fear of like it coming up later in the day. That ruins my whole day.
Yeah, I get that. So. Knowing you have to do something at night for a job does really suck.
Right.
Like living your, like a...
I like to get work done with early.
Where are we at in the movie Jaws?
What I wanted to remind everybody, how long have we been in?
35. We got 10 more minutes.
So what I wanted to remind everybody of, as far as Jaws goes, there's just something I totally forgot about, right. Is Jaws gets on the boat.
Yeah.
Do you remember this, Rod?
Yeah, doesn't he get on the boat and they put the thing in his mouth?
What's that guy's name?
Well, no, that's a different scene.
What's the guy's name? Richard?
Roy Schreider?
No.
Richard Dreyfuss?
Richard Dreyfuss?
Richard Dreyfuss. What did he say recently that got him canceled?
I thought he was doing like a performance art piece with all those interviews he was doing where he sat all weird on the chair.
I think he sat all weird on the chair and talked about woke culture. Not joking.
Yeah, no, he did. He's like obsessed with woke culture and how it's ruining everything. But he's like kind of like 3 years too late to be complaining about woke culture.
Does he think woke culture ruined Jaws? You can't make a Jaws movie now?
Maybe. You know, he hated it. The greatest thing about Jaws is he was embarrassed to be on Jaws, and he hated it. And he talked in interviews about how it's going to be the biggest, like, fucking bomb ever.
I think it's like one of those things where you're there, and you see this terrible robot.
And it did fuck up.
And it looks like shit, and it fucks up all the time. And you're like, this movie's not going to be good.
If you want to have a great night... Watch Jaws and then watch all the documentaries about Jaws. It's an incredible time.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they somehow edited it so that the movie is good.
Because you never see Jaws. You don't ever see Jaws except for 10 times in the movie. And it's terrifying.
Did you ever have the thing where you're like, oh, Steven Spielberg is like the go-to director. He's hack. He's stupid. I'm a real film lover, and I like Stanley Kubrick, you know?
Yeah.
And then you watch one of, like, you watch Jaws, and you have an understanding of how hard it is to make stuff, and then you see, like, his wonders, or, like, the way that he can move a camera, and you're like, oh, my man is actually incredible.
Here's why Steven Spielberg is the best.
Yeah.
There's a moment in Jaws, you know, he's really creative and... with all of the way that he moves the camera and all that stuff. And his restraint showing the shark. But there's little character things that he does that people have copycatted so much where there's a moment where Roy Schreider, I think that's his name, the guy who plays the main guy in the movie, is like stressed out. He's sitting at the table and his son, who's like...
His name is Rod Scriber, but...
Rod Scriber, sorry.
Yeah.
They call him Chief. His son is across... the table from him, who's like 4, and is just copying all of the things he's doing. Like he has his head in his hands, son doesn't, and he goes like this, ugh, and the son goes, ugh. And they do that. It's like a minute or 2 minute long scene, and then Roy Schreider goes, "Give me a kiss, go to bed or whatever, get out of here." That's why Steven Spielberg is.
Yeah, because it's like those tiny things.
He's really good at like capturing like moments.
Yeah.
And it like makes you feel like the movie's even better than it is.
Yeah.
My man is just like...
And also the shark gets in the car, in the boat.
And he lays in the boat. He goes, let me take a break.
Yeah.
Right. To be eligible for the Academy Awards for Best Picture, they'll have to have a certain percentage of actors or crew from underrepresented racial and ethnic groups. What do you think of these new inclusion standards?
They really
films?
Set him up for that.
They make me vomit. This is an art form. It's also a form of commerce, and it makes money. but it's an art. And no one should be telling me as an artist that I have to give in to the latest, most current idea of what morality is. And what are we risking? Are we really risking hurting people's feelings? And I'm sorry, I don't think that there's a minority or a majority in the country that has to be catered to like that. Are we crazy? Do we not know that art is art? This is so patronizing. It's so...
The comments. Listen, he ain't wrong.
Right.
But the comments are all like this. These are all the comments. I wish there were more people like him. Vote Republican.
I mean, why would you set him up with a question like that?
Because you know he's going to go off and you're going to get the clicks, dude.
If Richard Dreyfuss was like, our next thing, there's a dad character, right? He's like, I'd love to play the dad. Right. We would have to sit for like a week and really figure this out.
I thought about this the other day with, what's his name from
Scram Danner?
From Scram Danner. Was Scram Danner in Videodrome and in Casino?
Oh, James.
James Woods.
James Woods.
You see a James Woods movie and you're like, you're incredible. And then he fucking says some Republican shit. And
you see him on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, everyone's annoyed by him.
Well, I think that's the problem with Richard Dreyfuss, probably James Woods, is like, you can't be canceled for being a Republican.
Right.
You're not outed from Hollywood. Richard Dreyfuss, 10 years ago, was fucking Dick Cheney in that Oliver Stone movie.
Right.
It's because he's an asshole. He's probably a dick, and nobody likes working with
him. Well, the one brain disease you get from being a Republican is, like, you have to, like, fucking wedge your things in, like, normal conversations where it's kind of, like, not asked for.
Yeah.
And you're like, listen, we're just talking about how good the turkey was at Thanksgiving. We don't need to get into pronouns right now.
Yeah.
Like, no one brought that up, so.
Yeah.
Everyone just has, like, everyone... seems like they've been fighting and they're doing like made up arguments in their head.
I think they just can't.
And they have to get it out.
Yeah, for sure.
They're just like ready for somebody to come and attack them.
Yeah.
So they're like ready to fight at all times.
And you're like,
we're not asking you about this because we know it's bad.
Yeah.
Just don't tell us about it.
Yeah.
And then they do have to tell you about it.
Either way, if he said something to me, I'd be giving him a fist bump because I'm such a fan of his.
He's so ninjas.
He's good in everything he does. He's awesome.
I keep on trying to find this. He did an interview where he was like embarrassed about being.
No, Jaws. They talk about that in a lot of movies. I mean, a lot of documentary things about Jaws.
And it's cool that he was like, he was so won over that he was like, he starred in the next Steven Spielberg movie.
Dude, imagine fucking filming that movie. You got a giant puppet. Nobody thinks it looks real at all.
What was that movie called? Third Encounter by the whatever. Call it Aliens.
Exactly.
Third Encounter of the Third Kind.
Yeah, call it Alien. Alien movie. The Alien movie.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Or call it Mars Attacks.
Yeah.
That's a different movie.
Attack from UFO, the movie.
Thank you.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they just like make noises?
Beeble wobble, beeble wobble.
Gloop glorp.
I remember watching it as a kid and thinking it was boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might like it now.
You know what I thought it was as a kid? I was like, where's E.T.? You already had it in your brain.
He's there somewhere.
He's there somewhere. Have E.T. come out and go, bleep, bloop, 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 bleep, bloop, bleep, bleep, bloop.
You know what movie I loved as a kid?
What's
that? Fucking Fire in the Sky. You ever see this movie?
What the fuck are you talking about?
It would
come
on TV a lot. Ooh, it was scary.
Remember the cover of the movie V? You ever seen the made-for-television movie V? The cover looks so sick, and then you watch like 2 seconds of a clip that's from the show, and it looks like pure shit from a dog's ass.
A dog's asshole?
Yeah.
All right. I know you must have seen the...
Have you seen a clip? Have you seen...
Oh!
You must have seen this, right? It's a movie poster, VHS.
It kind of looks like my guy Goku was giving him a...
But then, do you remember this?
Oh.
Do you remember that? This is burned. It's from Fire in the Sky, a great movie about a guy who gets abducted by aliens, and they want to do a probe on him. But before they do that, they need to sanitize him by putting this like white cream stuff on him, and it fucking scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Look at this.
Oh, well, that would scare the shit out of me.
Let me see.
And I would watch it all
those
the
are,
time.
Those are like those weird sexual
looks
videos
like he's
where
being
people
sucked.
Like get sucked up into a leather bag.
Oh, yeah. People are getting sucked into a leather bag.
Looks like he's getting sucked in and looks bad.
Everybody go not, watch Fire in the Sky.
Please talk about how V literally looked like the coolest movie ever, and then you saw a clip from it, and it looks like the worst shit from the bottom of my ass.
I thought V was like a made-for-TV thing.
It is a made-from-TV thing, but the cover, they had it on... They sold it at video stores, you could rent it at a video store, and the cover looks so fucking sick. But the video, the quality of the show... No, that's... You piece of...
You're embarrassing, Clay.
You're embarrassing me.
Well, I remember they tried to remake it.
I am thinking about the remake.
Anywho, gang.
NBC.
We have to go, dude.
Oh, you're thinking of this.
Yes.
It's a baby alien. For everybody's...
Oh! Scary.
Well, I just got so scared he jacked off. Anyway, I just want to remind everybody... That Jaws gets in the boat at the end. I always forget that he gets in the boat. He goes, "All right, can I get a ride?"
Okay, but before we go, Whit has a bunch of shit to promote.
Yeah.
You can promote? Go.
Oh, yeah. So if you're in LA, I have shows coming up. I'm not sure if they're sold out or what. They're probably close.
Should this episode come out this week? Like, today's Thursday.
Yeah, just put it out
today.
Well,
tomorrow.
We can also just release it tomorrow, next Thursday.
But just put it out tomorrow.
Put it out tomorrow.
Oh, because we have a show this Sunday.
Yeah.
Put out tomorrow.
I have a show on
the Patreon. Do we put out the Patreon today and then the next one tomorrow?
You put out the
Patreon
next
comes out Saturday, doesn't it?
No, Patreon comes out on Monday.
We'll put it out Saturday.
Put it out on Monday.
Okay.
I have a show on the 9th at Permanent Records.
Yeah. Very excited.
With Clay. Yeah. Bud.
I'm debuting. This is
his new amp.
I know this is normally not about me, but this show's about me. I'm debuting a new amp.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
And I'm debuting a new pick guard on my guitar. So
there you go.
Doing a show, a bunch of shows.
Yeah.
I think Rod is kind of like steamrolling my debuts.
Time. Yeah. Then I have another show in LA.
Right.
Permanent Records on the 16th. Then I have another show in LA.
Yeah.
And the 23rd.
Right.
Get tickets for all of those shows because they're all going to be interesting and good. And it's me preparing to go to London, if anybody listens to this from London.
Yeah.
One person
does. A bit British, isn't it?
August 1st through 5th. Invite all your friends.
Yeah. And then you're closing for Pavement.
Well, not yet. No, okay. Then I go to New York City, August 9th. This is a huge show, and I'll be with Clay. I'll be with Bud. I'll be with my brother. I'll be with our friend Jeremy. Rod will even be there at the merch.
Your brother is kind of bullying me a little bit.
Why?
He wants me to bring my Les Paul.
Why?
Because your brother's a Les Paul freak.
Yeah?
And he knows I have a Les Paul.
So he wants you both to play Les Pauls?
Yeah, and I said I will.
Wait, why?
But you don't like your Les Paul.
No, my Les Paul is my favorite guitar I own.
But wait, he wants to have both of you play out of Les Pauls?
Wait, I thought the tuning was
bad. Hold on. No, Rod, that's not what's important.
No, that's
what's
important because...
No, I want
to
know why
the tuning is bad, so I have to take it into Best Buy.
No, I want
to... Just to appease your brother.
I want to know why he wants that.
Because he loves Les Pauls.
But why does he care what you play out of?
I don't know. Talk to your brother, man. No, he doesn't care. He thought it would be cool if we were both playing these, like, you know, double cut. Les Paul specials.
You should play whatever guitar you want.
I
want
to play the Les Paul because I like your brother.
Okay.
And I respect his...
Your brother is cool.
I respect his
play
taste
the guitar that definitely is going to work is all I'm saying.
You cannot force me to do that.
So that's my big show on August 9th in New York's in Brooklyn at the Bell House. Everybody listening, come because Clay will be there. Buddy will be there, and even Rod might be there. And
we're going to have Casino Boy merch there.
And we'll have a lot of Casino Boy merch.
And I miscounted the hats, and we have one hat left over.
Yeah.
So we're going to sell the hat for
$400. $400,000.
Then we're going to go to Atlantic City and hang out. This is a new idea I pitched to the boys today.
Because you have a disease called gambling.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'll film a video for my Patreon. And then we're going to go
after
that.
It's work.
Yeah, so it is work. And then after that, with the boys, if the boys want to...
Can I say something?
Actually, it's... You know, it's
I'm in a rush. I really need to leave.
I have to piss so bad.
Rod has to piss. Rod piss right now.
Rod's making this about him.
Because you have to leave with me. You need a player's card so bad.
I can't... I'm never going back to Atlantic City.
No. You have to have a player's card. And this is really for off the podcast, But you need to have a player card because you can count your losses, so you can use that for taxes.
All right, that's not a bad idea. Okay, so then after New York on August 9th, which I expect all of y'all to get tickets for right now.
Right.
Then maybe if the fellas want to, we'll go on down to Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'm down. I don't know why.
On August 12th.
I'm not down. I have nothing to do. I have no work. I have no jobs.
August 12th with American Arts and Culture Review.
Right. Gang, if you have editing work, fucking hit me up.
I had a couple too many margaritas.
Yeah, well, I'm asking for work.
Don't you dare.
Yeah.
That's not true. Clay doesn't need that.
I don't need work. Fucking leave me alone.
So Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I'll be at Bottle Rocket, which is a new venue there. I heard it's cool. Get tickets for that. Then
you're
September rolls around, and me and all the fellas
are closing for Pavement.
We'll be closing for Pavement at Hopscotch Festival.
And a friend of the pod, which is not really a friend of the pod, but Cutworms.
Cutworms, yeah. Japanese Breakfast. That's going to be a blast.
Yeah. English Dinner is going to be there.
Who?
English Dinner.
Then we'll be going from there. This is September 11th.
Okay.
We'll be in Louisville, Kentucky at Whirling Tiger.
Don't forget.
September 12th, we'll be in St. Louis at Off-Broadway.
Right.
September 13th, we'll be in Lawrence, Kansas, back at the Bottleneck where we played years ago.
We played before. Rod's never played.
Rod didn't play because he had quit the group at that point.
Right.
Then on September 14th, we'll be at Lost Lake. I don't remember if we ever played there. In Denver.
No, never played there.
All these tickets go on sale, if this comes out on Friday, today.
Right.
Everybody get tickets right now. Don't piss me off. Tell your
just
cousins.
Just buy all the tickets right now. Buy them all. And you can resell them if you need to.
Yeah, we need to leave.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, bye.